This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with the weekly wrap-up of the cattle markets for January 15th. Well, cattle markets kind of taking a back seat to the grain complex this week, except feeder cattle certainly feeling the pressure from a corn market that's just relentlessly moving higher. The live cattle market, however, kind of stable. We did pull back the first part of the week, but we found some support about midweek, and then we had a firm day on Friday to kind of pull up the front months off of its lows, and the back months pushing into new contract highs as we broke above significant resistance. So we have two very different sets of fundamentals playing out in these futures contracts, with the front months still looking at a great deal of market-ready cattle ready to come over these next several, well, about 5 or 6 weeks. And then once you get beyond that, then we're looking at a significant drop in market-ready cattle as we head into the spring, which is normally a strong demand time of year. So that's what we're seeing playing out, with the April cattle kind of caught in the middle. It managed to get up to the contract highs before kind of stalling out. But the August cattle just pushing into new highs. June's same thing today, breaking out into new highs and holding those gains well into the close. Now with feeders, they're watching a corn market that's just soaring higher. We're at major resistance in corn around the 550 level, but it certainly doesn't show any signs of backing off. Had a bullish, in fact, a very bullish crop report with corn limit up on Tuesday, sharply higher again on Wednesday before we started to back off a bit. Thursday we tested the gap left on Wednesday. We couldn't fill it, and then the market reversed back up. Kind of a fairly quiet day on Friday. But demand is very strong. It's a demand-led bull market, and now we're throwing some weather issues on it in South America. So this is very solid up on the breaks in all the grains, really, for that matter. But feed grain price is just soaring higher. We're at record high prices across much of the Black Sea, Europe, and it's just pulling everything higher. The Black Sea is starting to shut down its grain exports. They've effectively shut off all wheat exports with another increase in their export tax, but they're also now taxing corn and barley exports. Europe's feed grain prices have been sky high all summer and fall. So we're quickly seeing that the world supply is dwindling rapidly, and weather problems in South America are just adding fuel to that fire. So the feeder cattle market really kind of struggling here. Even with, you know, live cattle showing some signs of life, the feeders have you know, certainly took a hit following the crop report and have struggled to really kind of regain that upward momentum. Friday was a decent day. We did see the market bump up, but it kind of stalled out right at that first level of resistance. It's a minor resistance, but we'll see how we do coming into next week. In the cash trade, we had the Fed around 110, which is down 2 from last week. Dress trade around 173 was down 3. Box beef values on Friday, we said the choice dropped 45 cents at 213. Select was up 201 at 203. The spread was up 246 at 984. Movement 140 loads. Week-to-date slaughter, 584,000 head. That was 1,000 more than the previous week, but still down about 24,000 from a year ago. It's been really interesting to see the slaughter rates be that much lower than a year ago for the last several weeks. And, you know, that would suggest that numbers aren't that big, but, you know, the cash trade has been a little bit weaker. And so, you know, obviously the feedlots don't have that much leverage in the market, at least at this point. And certainly once the holidays were behind us, they lost a lot of that leverage. In the box beef trade, since the first of the year, we've gained about $4 on the choice, and we've gained about $7 on the select. The feeder cattle index was down 104 to end the week. We're sitting at 134.45. That isn't helping. Obviously, the feeder cattle futures, it's just a reflection of what's going on in the cash, and that's kind of playing out with, you know, fears of a weakness in the live cattle right in front of us, you know, soaring corn prices, and, you know, pasture conditions that aren't that great in the southern plains, But with wheat prices at a 6.5 year high, farmers are probably going to opt to take the wheat to harvest instead of grazing it off. That's going to eliminate a pretty big demand source for calves. And I think that's part of what's starting to play into the feeder cattle mentality as well. Export sales this week at 16,800 tons, not huge, but it wasn't horrible. We've seen a lot lower numbers. The week prior was 9,000, so at least we're on an upward trajectory here. So I think short term, I don't see the corn market backing off. The live cattle market looks like it wants to rally here, at least on the front month. That should help support the feeder cattle trade, unless corn just explodes higher next week. But ultimately, I think the feeders probably have a little more work to do on the downside. And not huge, maybe another $5, but I think longer term, it's really hard to really pinpoint feeders, because I look for live cattle to do well. Cash trade should do well as we get into the spring. Obviously, that would support feeders. But if your corn market isn't moderating, that's going to be a big wet blanket over the feeders. And again, it would seem to me that winter wheat grazing is going to be at a minimum this year. So that's going to push a lot of these calves into the feedlot. And I see that continuing to keep pressure on that market as well. So two different things, two different, you know, very different set of fundamentals going on with between live cattle and feeder cattle. And that looks to continue for a while. I don't see corn really backing off from these levels to speak of. You know, it tried to this week and it couldn't. The demand is still there and the supplies are just getting tighter. So that's going to continue to be a drag on the feeders, even with a live cattle market that could be performing quite well into the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.